I'm sorry, what was the question? How close is what?
I said, how cold is by you there, where you are at?
Oh, how cold. It's not too bad right now. It's 25 degrees. It's all right. It's fine. But, yeah, it's forecasted to be pretty cold in the next few days, which is fine. It's Michigan. It's the winter. It's expected.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know what? I might not go take a test because it's cold. I don't want to take a chance, but I'll take it online. That's probably what I'm going to do Monday or Tuesday.
My reasoning on that is, you go from a heated house to a heated car to a heated building to take a test. It doesn't matter if it's cold. You go take the test. Take the online test, get to the point where you're 85-90%, and you'll be fine.
All right, I'll try to do that. Anyhow, so what are you up to again? Working on the trailer or working on the cigar?
Well, my cigar is done for the night, but yeah, the trailer's all almost ready to return for service. I got the boards on it, I got it all screwed down. One thing I noticed is I treated it with engine oil, and it stinks after a couple of days. Like, I walk outside and the whole area just stinks, but that's all right, it'll dissipate.
You know, that probably that deer smelled that. Smelled that. And that's why he came to you.
You know, I've heard some old hunters say that if you soak a rag in diesel fuel and hang it around where you're hunting, the deer become curious and will come in right to it.
I heard that too. You know what? People try anything. But you know what? Because maybe the deer wants to know what kind of smell is that in the woods. There's no smell in the woods except the trees.
Well, I think the thinking was it's a safe area because if you live in farm areas, there's diesel smell and diesel fuel around, so I think that was kind of the thinking, but I'm not really quite sure. I don't think I'd try it. I don't think I'd try that one, and hanging a rag out with diesel fuel around where I'm hunting.
No, I never try that one. I always, buy those spray. You know, put on your clothes, just spray your clothes and sit on around. And even that, a lot of time it doesn't work. A lot of time it works. If you buy the runway, it will work. But if you're not by the runway, it's not going to work. Because by the time you get to the dog come first, then after the dog, the buck comes after that, it takes a while.
Yeah, I think most of those sprays are what they call dough and heat sprays. It tries to make you smell like a dough and heat, but I think the bucks are a little wiser to that one. That's just my personal opinion. I've tried them. It never works. I don't know. I just go out. Every time I go out, I just have a regular shower the night before and go out in my regular clothes. I don't spray myself with anything.
one time, about 15 years ago, I went with a couple friends, and one of them had his clothes it was soaked and wet with that thing. And you know what? Every time he walked, he can smell that thing. And I don't think, he didn't get no deer at all that day. But you know what? Every time I go out there, when I used to smoke a cigar, I used to smoke a cigar there and still see deer.
Yeah, I got a couple of buddies who smoke cigarettes, and I'll smoke a cigar every now and again when I'm out there when I get really bored after 2 days of seeing nothing. And I've seen deer while I was standing there smoking cigarettes. So, yeah, they don't seem to care.
No, I don't think so. They're not going to care. You're smoking a cigar or whatever you want to smoke, you know, and just sitting quiet. And you know what? I don't know if you know that. I heard the deer go a mile and come right back. Is that true?
Well, they have their areas, for sure, that they roam, but, you know, it's pretty unknown, I think. Because they say they have some areas, but you know, like I have a bunch of cameras here on my property here in Bertrand, and I'll see the same deer for a couple of months, and then they're gone, and you don't see them ever again. And it's like, where'd they go? I don't know.
That, I don't know that at all. Well, how's the logs coming along? Still they got a lot?
Oh, my pipeline's full. I got wood. Don't worry. My house will be warm. Whether there's power or not, my house will be warm.
That's good. Yeah, keep them logs going, especially these 2 days coming up. And that's what, you know, that I was just telling you. I was on Channel 7, and they said on Monday going to be 22 below zero. And the other day is going to be like 10 below zero next day. And after that, it get warm to 30.
I didn't hear 22 below. I heard, you know, 4 below or so. But the more concerning thing was the high of 0. So that's a little bit more concerning than the low. But whatever. It's going to be cold in the next few days here. So hey, did you go to the breakfast this morning?
Yeah, you know, was by me here, it was not bad, but our street, they were, you know, very slippery. So I kept going a little bit slow, until I got to Dequindre. And Dequindre was it was dried out. So I drove to, this morning. There were about 15, 16 people out there.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, one of these days I'm gonna get down there. I'm gonna get down there for one of them breakfasts. I'd like to meet you. I'd like to meet John, some of the other guys.
Yeah, wait till the weather breaks down. You know, in the summer it's been not bad for driving where you had till here. You know, because it's gonna be like at night. It'd be about 70 degrees or 60. No problem. You can't drive all the way here. But right now, I wouldn't even bother, really. Today, that's what, triggered me off. Last night, they said it's going to sleeting rain. We didn't get any.
We just got a dusting of snow here last night. That's about it.
After what time was it? About 10:30 and start snowing and all that. And I was heading home. And I got home with no problem.